What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fashion with Lily podcast. I'm your host, Rain Omega. As you can see or hear, I just got a fantastic new intro song. Shout out to my homeboy, Danny Switchblade from New York City, man, for lacing me up with this. Shout out to my homeboy, Donnie Demonic on the edits, man. I have a fantastic group of people that I rock with, man. I'm really excited to be here. It's October 12, 2019. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. The episode is going to be great. I'm really excited to get into it. I'm excited to be working on this project. I'm excited for everything that's happening in my life, man. I cannot say it enough. I am so blessed. I'm so grateful that things are going well for me. Yeah, man, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. I got some great music for y'all from some friends of mine, some artists that I really mess with, man, a lot of people I respect. I'm going to do my best to deliver the best experiences I can, and hopefully I'll be right there with y'all, man. Thank you so much for everybody who's joining me. Yeah, man, so let's get this thing started, baby.
Hey, I got a power so sick, don't know where it came from. I'm superhuman, I can morph into whatever. Watch me. I'm so in tune for the presence in the room. I'm tripping hard without the LSD and shrooms. Call me crazy, won't you flip it on the world? Still telling lies, I feel bad for boys and girls. All I see is sheep, a lot of wool. Gotta hurt them or somebody else would. Fake simulated, look at the madness that's created. False documents and mass manipulation. Obey the dictation, put trust, blood, and guts in a corrupt nation. Put your hand down, they ain't handing answers out. You just a number in a hibernating slumber. Either do something or wait for it to crumble. 01010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010011010 I dream of something beautiful. They say it ain't realistic. They say I'm caught up in my feelings. Well, I got hope when there's no hope left. They got me hanging by a very thin thread. I feel bad from all the shit I read. Peace of mind in my head, y'all. I'ma pray for it at the end of the day. What else would I need? Maybe love. Tell me love is enough, yeah. Unconditional, something that ain't typical. The courage is pivotal. Hoping they feel me through every syllable. Try to understand, but it's too foreign. Keep going back to the past just to move forward. So many issues, it's easy to ignore them. The answer lies within the chorus.
0101. All right, we're back. What you just listened to is 01001100 by my homegirl Emerald Brown out of San Francisco, California. She's a really talented artist, man. You will be hearing a lot of her music on my show because I really mess with her. Hopefully when I get to a space where I can do interviews, I would like to have her on. So, you know, I'm just putting that out there into the universe. And in the background, we got my homeboy Matt Nish, the Reflections tape, man. This super talented young man. His production is off the hook. He really devotes time and energy to his craft, man. So, if you can, I'm gonna link in the description of the episode segments, man, and on my Instagram, you know, to where you can go follow these people, man. Check them out. Support them on their journey, man. You know, show love and be love. That's where we at. With that being said, man, let's get into it. I made sure to take detailed notes, so hopefully this episode will be a little bit less scattered than the one before. So Yeah, man. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for bearing with me on my journey. What's up with me? It is Saturday, and I had a fantastic week. I'm just trying to devote as much time as possible to my endeavors, to my projects, and things are working out really, really well. I have been doing nightly work on the book with my cousin. We actually just got an artist signed on to the project, man. He's a really talented dude. I'm super excited to see what he brings to the table as far as like bringing our vision to life, man. I've been working on this book. We've been working on this idea for just about 2 years. And, you know, you see it in your head a particular way. So I'm really excited to translate that to this talent, to this dude's art. I mean, I can't even begin to express how talented he is. I'm trying to like balance between sharing my excitement and not really giving away too much about the project, because I do want to keep this under wraps until it's, until it's properly cooked. But man, let's just say that the way things are progressing with the book, you guys are going to be really pleased with the results. I know it's my baby, so I'm super hype about it, but it's really a dope concept. Everybody we presented it to has really expressed interest, and so, you know, when I have more, you guys will definitely be some of the first people to experience it, man. I'm super excited about that. Another project I've been working on, I don't know if I've ever shared this in a podcast, man, but I'm a really big fan of radio drama, audio drama. I like the old-time radio shows like The Lone Ranger, The Shadow, War of the Worlds, things like that. And I have been cooking up one of those for myself with some of the characters that I've been working on. And a while back when I first got started, I had a voice actor who was interested, but, you know, he moved away. But I'm going to contact him. I actually randomly, through the power of God and through the power of the universe, I came into contact with another really talented voice actor. Man, he does a ton of voices. He's been doing voice work forever. But he doesn't do it professionally as far as I know. But I presented the idea to him. I sent him the script, and he said he's really excited to get into it. So, man, like I say, that's falling into place. It's funny how when you really stop focusing on things and trying to force the pieces to the puzzle together, pieces start to fall in line, man. So like I say, I got two voice actors that I could possibly be working with on that project. My experience with the podcast and working with audio engineering, as well as working with different music producers, is going to really set that off, because I will have to do a lot of the audio engineering for that. I have a data bank full of like tons of sound effects and things to that effect that will go into the project, man. And I'm just trying to chip away on all my ideas little by little, my writing, the book, this audio thing, the podcast. I'm working on a Halloween music project with my boy Donnie Demonic, you know, not to give away too much of that, but definitely, man, I got some things in the works that I'm excited about, and it is very edifying to have these things working in my life, man. So what else is going on with me? Just basic life stuff, man, trying to find work. Trying to be the best person that I can be every day. I went to the gym a couple times this week, which reaffirmed that I am not a young man. I went to the gym on Monday, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then on Wednesday, I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do it, bros. But I did. And I'm excited to, you know, just to be building, man. I know that the journey is just as important as the destination. A lot of the reading that I do on a daily basis reaffirms things like that for me. Like, just staying focused on what you got to do, and it will work out for you. So what else is going on? I'm gonna continue to document the progress in this podcast, man. So when I finished the episode last week, you know, I went home and I was super excited to upload it, and I thought it was going to be plug and play, because, you know, we live in a society where everything is pretty much presented to you in a plug and play format. You press this button, this happens, etc. And it was not like that for this. I got home, I had to I had to take the files off of my SD card, put them on my laptop, and they were in a different format. And I had forgotten that the guy who did the orientation with me for this equipment had told me that I was going to have to convert the files to make them smaller so I could upload them, because there was like hella gigs. And I was like, why the fuck are these files so big, man? And then randomly, you know, because they wouldn't even play on my media player. So I had to download a VLC player, and the VLC player had a convert option. And it dawned on me. I was like, hey, maybe I can convert these files and make them smaller and more accessible, which I did, and it did, and I was super stoked. I felt like a kid who, you know, like when you figure something out and you're like, yeah, buddy, I did it. And I did, man, and it was tight, because, you know, the post-production is not something that I'm familiar with. I don't really have any technical training in any aspects of, you know, like audio or video engineering or anything like that. So that was tight. And, you know, I felt good about that, which, you know, reaffirmed me coming here and trying new things. Like I say, the intro, my boy sent me to track. He had sent me to track a while back, and I was intending on making a song out of it. But then I was going through my emails, and I found the file, and I listened to it. I was like, man, that's an energetic-ass, you know, intro. That would be a dope intro for the song. So then I sent it over to my boy, Donnie Demonic. I asked him to throw something on there I had in mind, and he sent it back, and man, it just clicked like perfectly. The sounds, you know, the feel and the vibe, I was like, yeah, I can fuck with that. I can definitely fuck with that. And so, you know, I had made a bunch of notes, and I was like, man, I'm gonna come into the studio today and I'm really gonna set it off. And of course, it didn't go as smoothly as I thought it should have. I had, you know, got here a little early, but that's okay, because I had to make some notes. I had to do some, you know, some stuff like that. And so then I finally got a chance to sit down, and here I am, and everything's going pretty well, man. So yeah, man, I mean, moving forward with the project, I really want to start highlighting independent artists that I know, whether it be visual artists or musicians. So I contacted a couple people, and I was like, hey, man, you know, can I use your music? And overall, the response has been good. The people I mess with, I'm trying to use older projects from them, because this is like the work in progress version of my podcast. I don't want to use anything super recent for them and not be able to use that when everything gets in line. But, you know, I got some instant responses. Actually, a guy from Akron that I had been following for a while had contacted me about his YouTube channel, and it was at the perfect time. I checked the Instagram message at the perfect time to be able to ask him, could I use his song in my podcast? And he was like, yeah, man, that'd be dope. You know, I followed him on YouTube. He sent me the actual file for the song. So that's going to work out really well. I'm just really excited that everything is falling into place. So yeah, man, with that being said, let's get into another musical interlude. The song we got coming up is called Old Soul by Mr. Smith. He's an Akron, Ohio resident, man, and you know I mess with people from the town. So yeah, let's check that out, and we'll be right back.
I'ma give some more so my family and offspring feel assured. Old soul below zero with a cold flow, a guru on the lanes. Mr. Smith with the slow roll went to St. Luke, came back thinking I would go pro. Oh no, they speedballing, told them to go slow. Keep sleeping, cause I'ma wake them up like some no-dos. A picture painter, I mastered the art of the photo. Oh man, content with chilling, listen to slow jams. Old school, like Cuddies and Dope Mans. You plan to fail if you ain't scoping out no plans. Wanna fly with intentions to don't land. Mom said I remind her of an old man. After he passed, it's like his soul was cloned in.
Feels like I've been here before. Still got the same story. The sky opened up and built another lane for me. Lost souls don't grow, don't grow. But I've been on gold. Cause I know what I know in my old soul.
School like Shell Toe, go postal, no mail though. Bars, a lost art like jumper from elbows. I cut people off, not meaning me well, so deprive me of happiness, a definite hell no. Old soul like triple goose coats and Timbos or Mr. Roger when the train was going on railroad. Wise beyond years, a gem with redstone, a free soul. Can't control with placebo. Transcended my ego to fly like egos. Motto old school like Monty's and Rigo's. Spiritually awake, how I open a Pinot. Age like fine wine, not talking about vino. Old soul can't relate, they hip to the lingo. Embedded in my spirit before the veto. Intrinsically motivated, you know how goals go. It's official, I'm considered an old soul.
Feels like I've been here before. Still got the same story. The sky opened up and built another lane for me. Lost souls don't grow, don't grow. But I've been on gold. Cause I know what I know in my old soul.
And we're back. Let's get it cracking. Okay, so look, listen, and learn. Basically, just let's talk about the things that I've been watching, listening to, and reading, man. For those of you who know me, you know that I do read quite a bit. I do read quite a bit, and I try to diversify what I'm reading to, you know, broaden my experience. So this past week, I know I talked about it a little bit last week, but I finished up Batman, The White Knight by Sean Murphy, which is, it's kind of a trip how good the book is, and he's the only, like, he's the artist and the writer. So, you know, I mean, I'm not familiar with his work, but he's apparently super talented because he did the whole book, and it's one of my favorite Batman stories of recent history that I can remember. So, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. There was a lot of interesting symbolism that you could tell that he's a Batman fan, and maybe he doesn't necessarily agree with some of the Batman's portrayals in other mediums. There's a scene, she actually, not to spoil the book, but she actually becomes a major character later on, but there's a scene where, you know, Joker, the premise of the book is that Joker gets cured. There's this pharmaceutical, there's this medication that Batman force feeds him in the beginning that turns him back into Jack Napier, which it's kind of a trip. It would actually make for a really good movie. Speaking of, I still have not seen the Joker movie, so we won't be talking about that, but hopefully I'll get to it. Anyways, Batman beats Joker up real bad. He force feeds him this medication, turns him back into Jack Napier, and in doing so, unleashes an almost worse villain. Jack Napier is a genius, and he is determined to take Batman down by the book. You know, he runs for like city council, he files a lawsuit against the Gotham City Police Department and Batman. It's actually kind of a trip to read the story, but there's a part in the story where, you know, Jack Napier goes back to his house and Harley Quinn is there, and it's a representation. She's dressed like Harley from the movie, the Suicide Squad Harley, Birds of Prey, which is coming out pretty soon too, Harley. And come to find out, that's not really Harley. Like, Joker was so deranged and so delusional that Harley Quinn had left him and another girl took her place, and he didn't even know the difference. And she's like, you know, he comes in, he's like, hey, I'm normal and I'm about to start living a regular life. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're the Joker. Let's go do some Jokery shit. And then the original Harley comes in and kind of saves the day, and she's dressed as like classic Harley Quinn with the clown suit with the jester's cap, and it's symbolism basically that, you know, give me my old motherfucking Harley back basically. And I thought that was dope. And then later on in the book, there's a scene where, you know, Jim Gordon is driving the classic Tim Burton Batmobile, and he uses the Batmobile as a battering ram to kind of destroy the what I thought at the time was the Christopher Nolan Batmobile, but that actually showed up later. But anyways, you could tell that Sean Murphy is like a Batman fan from growing up, and he really is sentimental about the Batman of his past being misrepresented. So he kind of took it upon himself to write a story that encompass that, and it's pretty interesting. You know, it's a really good read. If you haven't read it, Batman White Knight, just go ahead and check it out, man. Pick it up. I got it from the library. Like I said, I get a lot of my comics from the library. Actually, I spend a lot of my time at the library now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, go ahead and check that out. Also, I'm reading a book called Coda, C-O-D-A. It's a Boom Studios, which is a smaller studio from what I understand. I haven't really read any of their stuff, but I'm trying to diversify my portfolio. And Simon Spurrier and Matias Bergara are the team that work on that. The art style is pretty interesting. It's unique. A lot of the art styles that I'm seeing now, they look like what if comics became comic books. And by comic, I mean like, you know, Peanuts, Doonesbury, Garfield comic strip art, but what if it was a comic book? So it's like an interesting blend. The art style is an interesting blend between what I consider to be comic strip art and comic book art. I guess as an old, you know, as an old person, that's kind of how I distinguish it too. And it's also representative of how like media is becoming not exclusive, I'm sorry. So like musicians have a tendency, you know, there's a lot of styles being blended, a lot of genres, and this is just another front, another, you know, area where that is, the styles are kind of bleeding together. But the art is really good. The story is unique and interesting. And I would recommend reading it. I'm only about halfway done with the first collection, because, you know, I get the collected editions from the library. But I believe that book is this year. I think it's a 2019 book. And it's kind of like fantasy meets apocalypse meets reality, you know. So it's a really good read. I've got the first two collected editions. I'm going to try to stay up on it. And yeah, man. That's what I've read. That's what I read this week. I finished White Knight and I started Coda. I have a couple other things lined up to read, mostly older stuff. You know, like I have a Multi-University Grant Morrison, who I'm pretty sure is my favorite comic writer of all time. It's possible. I have Neil Gaiman's Death on deck. I got a lot of stuff on deck, man, and I'm really looking forward to. I mean, I really love reading, man, so I can't say nothing bad about it. this week, I finished American Horror Story Season 8. I had to turn that down. It seems like it's a little loud. Turn that down just a little bit. I finished American Horror Story Season 8. American Horror Story Season 9 is on television now, and I wanted to watch it, so I figured I would catch up on Season 8 real quick. I fell asleep on the last episode, and I don't really have any desire to go rewatch it. I fell asleep about halfway through episode 10. But it's a good story. Apocalypse brings back some characters from earlier seasons. You know, the witches from, I think that's Cult. Or is it Roanoke? I don't know. Brings them back and, you know, introduces a couple new characters. The storyline is interesting. It's like Antichrist slash Apocalypse slash... American Horror Story as a whole, I think I really like their concept. I like the fact that it seems like it's a group of people who like horror and they want to encompass all the genres while still intertwining storylines and characters. So, you know, I like the season as a whole. If you haven't watched it, it would be a good thing to pick up on. The seasons aren't very long. They are interconnected loosely, so that's cool. Some of them more tightly than loosely, but overall there's an overarching, you know, cast, and they, you know, so and drop though, man, I tell you what, this boy Nish is crazy. Yeah, I got ADD, so what, nigga. Anyways, so yeah, I finished American Horror Story season 8. I give it a thumb and a half. It's not two thumbs up, but it's pretty damn good. And I also finished Top Boy, which, if you're familiar with, is a British it's a British crime drama television show. It was a couple years back. You know, they did Top Boy, Summer House, and yeah, man, I think British people is cool as fuck, man. They got funny ass, you know, cool slang. It's cool to see how their street culture is in reflection to our own. Like, there's some similarities, but there's obviously some very distinct differences created by an entire ocean in between the two of us. But it is funny, you know, how closely related British and American culture can be, especially now, this far down the line. I have a tendency, because I'm American, to think that American culture influences the rest of the world greatly. I don't know how everybody else feels about that. But, yeah, man, I mean, Top Boy, which I guess they call it season 1, executive produced by Drake, randomly enough. So yeah, thanks Drake for that. That was good. Make yourself useful, bruh. Let me stop hating on that man. Let me stop hating on him. You know who the fuck Drake is, and he's got a huge fan base, and I have a tendency as an older gentleman to hate on people. They hate on people hella hard. So thank you, Drake, for executive producing and allowing Top Boy to continue. That's another thing I noticed, that in Toronto, I think there's a lot of Jamaicans in Toronto, and there's a lot of Jamaicans in the UK. Actually, part of the season takes place in Jamaica. One of the characters from the earlier season had to escape based on some shit that happened. He had to, you know, flee to Jamaica with his family, and that ends up setting off the whole season. So I guess, you know, by way of a strange geographic triangle, the UK, the UK, Jamaica, and Toronto, or Canada, is connected. So maybe, you know, Drake liked the show and he wanted to keep it going. I think more artists, because, you know, it's a lot of things that don't get a lot of publicity, so they don't get a chance to keep going. And it's nice that artists with influence and money pick those things up. Like LeBron James picked up, I can't remember the name of it. But, you know, he executive produced a couple things that he wanted to see keep going. And I think it's nice to be in a position to be like, hey, you know what? I fuck with that. I'm not going to let y'all cancel it. Shout out to Netflix, man, for keeping... Netflix picks up a lot of should-be-dead projects that people like. Like, they picked up a lot of anime, like, series that keep it going, you know. So Netflix Studios is really doing big things as far as, you know, keeping smaller projects going for the fans that do like it. You know, I can't speak on the fan base size of a lot of those things, man, but especially with Top Boy, I know it was a niche, like a real niche project, and I ended up catching it randomly because I like British television in general. You know, like the original Shameless, the IT Crowd. I forget the name of that college show I watched, but it's some good shows on there, man. British Broadcasting Company, shout out to them, man. So yeah, where else? What else have I been messing with lately? Let's see. Since again, like I said, I'm recording a project musically, I haven't been listening to a lot of music intentionally. I let Pandora play in the background, or I listen to a lot of like chill hop, lo-fi, stuff like that, just to have some instrumental going, because, you know, quiet is a little awkward. I discovered a couple of, you know, first things first, we'll talk about some people I know that got some music pumping right now. The homie Danny Switchblade, again, like I said, at DSBladeNYC on Instagram. I will be linking him because he's a really cool dude, man. He's super talented. He works with a lot of, I mean, he has his own sound, but it's funny, like, I'll hear on his story, he'll be producing things, and I'll be like, man, this dude has, like, he did some, like, West Coast gangster hip-hop style shit, and it was dope. He really is a talented producer, man, so he's got a new song out. It's called The Big Homie. It's on SoundCloud, and he's got an album coming out here in a couple weeks, which I'm super excited for, man. His last EP, The Ruler's Brain is Poisoned, was really dope, man. I bumped that. So shout out to Danny Switchblade, man, and go check out The Big Homie when you got a chance. It's on SoundCloud. I know it's probably on I don't know if it's on YouTube yet, but go ahead and check that out. I randomly came across a lady. I think she's from the Bay. I want to say she's from Oakland. Her name is Kinky. Kinky. It's spelled Q-I-N-G-Q-I. Kinky. And she is fucking hilarious, man. And she got that Bay Area style. I mean, I randomly clicked on a video on her Instagram and I was hooked. Her sound is dope. She rap hella just G shit. And it just Bay Area hip hop has always been, you know, dope to me, man. Like with the hyphy movement, Too Short, E-40, The Click. You know, I fuck with a lot of Bay Area stuff. I want to say Selly Cell was from Richie Rich. Like, and I know I'm dating myself by naming all these niggas from the 90s. But, you know, it's dope to see that the Bay Area sound still get down. And she's really dope, man. She's got a clique. They called the Putang Clan. Now, my initial response was, hey, hold on. But at the same time, I got to let people drive in their lane. You know what I mean? Like, you can't call yourself the Putang Clan. It's a Wu-Tang Clan. But at the same time, like, who fucking cares, man? Their shit is dope. They it's a whole clique, like I was saying earlier, of like, just do your thing ass people. Like, they just, their style is dope. They got good production, man. If you get a chance, go look them up, man. You can catch them on YouTube. I fuck with them on Instagram, Putang Clan and Kinky. I went back and listened to my homegirl Emerald Brown. I listened to her Enigma EP because I had read that interview that her and I did, a satellite interview that she put on her website, man. Big up, blessed to that, because the site that I was working through shut down, that I was doing journalism for, they had shut down, which reminds me I need to update my link tree and take that off there, because they're not doing the Men's Life Daily anymore, as far as I know right now. Or if they are, I'm not writing for them. So shout out to my homeboy Shinobi Shaw. I'm gonna throw one of his tracks on here, hopefully. I want to put his Hush song on here. Shinobi Shaw, man, he's been check him out on Instagram, Shinobi Shaw 7. He's got links for days. Like, he's on like a million different platforms, and I was like, yo bro, you need to get a link tree, because I know myself personally, and I know a lot of people who have shorter attention spans, man. Like, when you want to fuck, I want to click some shit. I don't want to have to like enter no link, especially if I'm on my phone. I don't want to have to enter no link. I don't want to have to go to a site and then go to your shit. I want to like click a link that take me to your shit. And he's got like 40 different platforms he's on. And I hit him. I was like, yo, bro, man. Like, because, you know, he's cool people. He worked with my boy Bombay, Bombeardo, did a remix for him. But I was like, hey, man, You think you could get a link tree so motherfuckers can get to your shit? But anyways, check out my homeboy Shinobi Shaw, man. He's got some good tracks. He's got a classic like 90s hip hop feel, you know what I mean? Like straightforward bars, you know, real underground hip hop shit that make me feel right at home. Another project that my boy Bombeardo was on is the Danger Island joint. Check him out, The Mantra. It's D-N-G-R-E-Y-E-L-N-D. I know it's weird that I have to spell this. I want to link them in the description, but just in case I forget, go check out The Mantra by Danger Island. They got a crazy ass video on YouTube, man. The dudes is real. They got an eclectic style, man, but the sound is dope. And I encourage you to go check out a couple more of their projects because they got quite a few. The homegirl Raquel DeVar from Portland. I absolutely adore this woman, man. She is so talented, man. She's so driven. She's so humble. She's introduced me to a lot of stuff. And like I say, that's another person when I get my interview system up and running, I want to have her on the show as soon as possible. I want to interview her in person so I can have video and put it on the YouTube channel. But if not, I'll take a satellite interview. I'll take whatever I can get. Raquel, if you hear this, I'll take whatever interview you give me. She just finished she got a new track. It's called Cherry. They just wrapped up the video shoot. I'm looking forward to that, man. Her videos is off the chain. She got so much style. Her crew, man, all the people she mess with are really talented, man. Again, like I said, that Portland hip-hop scene, they got something special, which is interesting because as a b-boy, man, like in the 90s and the 2000s and stuff like that, when I wasn't really checking for hip-hop, Portland was like the city that was close to Seattle to me. Wasn't really no jams in Portland. Wasn't really no crews coming out of Portland. It was like some independent b-boys I remember messing with. But Portland hip-hop is seen as a whole is huge, man. They blowing up. So, yeah, man, shout out to them. Shout out to her. Go check out her song, Cherry. Go listen to her The Rain EP. I fuck with the style. I really do. I'm all about showing love this year, man. I'm all about my new MO is to show love. So, and definitely shine. Even if I only get 10 motherfuckers and listen to my podcast or however many, don't matter. That's 10 more people that I would recommend go check out her shit. If you got to open, you know, if you fuck with dope ass hip hop, that's for you. And again, thank you so much to my boy Kimani Smith, man. Mr. Smith, go check him out. He just hit me up about his YouTube channel, Kimani Smith. Not only is he from Akron, which, you know, boom, I'm automatically rocking with you if you're from Akron or you from Ohio, you from the Midwest doing something. But he's a positive role model, man. He's a teacher. He works with the youth. He does a lot of work in the community on top of being a dope MC and having a real good sound. That Old Soul record that I played for y'all a little earlier, is just an example of how he gets down. He's got the man has talent, and he really is out here doing his thing on multiple fronts, and I support the hip-hop community, which translates to the urban community, doing things positive for each other, building each other up, growing with each other, man. Showing love, showing support is one of my biggest things. He's a young brother, man. I know he's from California. I forget exactly where he's from, man, but I've been rocking with him for a while. He could really rap, which is, you know, he's starting to work on songs that ain't just about rapping. I know he says he's got an EP coming out pretty soon. But my boy Press Pass, and Pass is P-A-Z, like peace, you know, Press Pass. The dude, he's crazy in general, just, you know, on YouTube, on Instagram, he's a wild ass dude, he does Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so, you know, he's disciplined, he's got a crazy work ethic, man. When he sits down to do a project, that shit gets done, and it's usually tight, and he's a spitter, which I fuck with spitters. Like, if you know me and my taste in hip-hop, if you got bars, I listen to your shit. I also listen to, you know, things about topics and everything like that. I like storytelling. I appreciate the art of MCing in all its forms. But ain't nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned spit. just spitters, man. I really, really respect the craft of lyricism because that's how I present myself. I'm not the best songwriter. I'm not the best storyteller, man, but I am a spitter. Fuck with me. So shout out to Press Pass, man. I just wanted to make sure that while I'm in the process of building this podcast and creating a direction and a platform to not only say what I got to say and talk to the people I want to talk to, that I can shed light on some talented independent artists that I really mess with, man. So go check out those people that I just talked about. You know, I will link them in the description. Like I said, I'm going to obviously Instagram post and let people know my shit is up and running. And, man, I got a lot of stuff on the horizon, man. I'm extremely excited for the future. Randomly, when I came in today, there was still some brothers that was doing their podcast, and I had seen them here last week. And they are a group of Polynesian cats called Tough Block. I just followed them on Spotify, man, so I'm going to start listening to their stuff today. Shout out to the brothers from Tough Block Podcast for doing their thing, repping for the Polys, and really opening the door to introduce a culture, you know, a rich, strong, powerful indigenous culture worldwide to more people so people can really understand Polynesian culture. Shout out to them, man, doing their thing. Hopefully I'll get a chance to get some of them on the show or maybe go on their show. I just want to, you know, I just want to link up with people this year, man. And by this year, I mean like what I, you know, not just 2019, but moving forward, man, I want to link up with people. Thank you again, man. Like I say, my name is Rain Omega. God bless Fashionably Late Podcast. We doing our thing, man. So shout out to everybody I shouted out this episode. I'm so thankful and so grateful to have so many talented people around me to draw from. That means draw inspiration from, draw resources and material from, draw media from, fuel, man. Everybody I mess with is on some positive shit about growing and building and just fuel. So thank you so much for that, man. I'm going to sign off and I will see you all next week.
Spaced out, nanu nanu. High inspired, the urge to purge like Landru. Goddamn, I'ma handle it brand new, acting brand new. House scratch and dent, dispatch you gents, smack some sense into you. Your life lacks suspense, and I'm a thriller. David Lynch, serial killer. Body's my favorite stench, venereal driller. You'll do in a pinch, blood spiller, killer. Killing tracks is a cinch. Amazingly unhinged, unhinged my jaw. Swallow a sound system raw, walk through fire and sins. Your death will go unavenged, your funeral will be unattended. You'll be torn apart, lungs and limbs, muscle and sinew. As the record spin continues, as the machinery continues to rip in you, to end you. You'll bend to my will as I kill the next venue. Your verse will be your will, my core, the new stats to spend.
Hey, y'all, stick to my guns. You could say I'm a cyborg. You switch to bitch like Fickle changing to Einhorn. Any thoughts of engaging my rhyme? Know that you could wind up dangling from the mic cord. I beat a brazen bull, swallowing those who parade on her high horse. Draining your life force, transmitting static with my mouth wide open, stargazing. Praying to an alien life form, the supervillain. Laughing at dumb stuff, making women fart from a smack in the front punch.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Defeating you way hard, I beat you with two bars like attacking with nunchucks. The ghost with the most, a devil and a demon. Creeping on your mental like a pendulum is swinging. Severing your sanity, yeah. Developing a legion, yeah. Of the mentally ill, spilling, yeah. Hell up in your region.
American Psycho, stick to landing. Veteran night flow, spit commandments. Deafening nitro, glycerin, you listening, damn it. Damage a mic phone, dripping acid. Rig advances through this fright zone.
Sinister type flow, volcanic algorithm, pyrocataclysm encoded how I sound the rhythm, ripping out your bowels, use them to bind you, kick a hole in, yeah. Your chest big enough to climb through.
Chalk outline you, friends lost and can't find you. Deacon and Emma Frost, fright right behind you. Unravel and wind you, construct a car combined to devastate you and lethally levitate you.
I'm the enforcer of medieval torture. I bring the horror to your peace in order like a narcoleptic on Elm Street. Hell's creep hiding where the clothes are thrown, noticed in the selfie that you took when you were home alone.
Fight the Night King, Game of Thrones, you fight writing by the name alone. Retain the blade, engrave the tomes. Gravestone poems, my flows, Edgar Allan Poe. Pleasure make my phallus grow, murder a thousand crows.
Hey yo, these pussies get slashed right through like the strap on knife John Doe from 7. Made that guy use on that half price hoe. And in black high boots, only trap I do is weighing on the last face you see before the trunk latch on your lack of a rap IQ. You roll a special ed like that's my crew. Get mad and make a sound like a bagpipe blue.
I told you, man. I told you. Don't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Fuck.